This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Everybody out there making predictions about the 2018 midterm election turnout or outcomes is so far off base, they have no idea what's coming, because between now and Election Day, the world's going to change dramatically. This is Mike Adams here at the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. Thank you for joining me. You can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And here are the possibilities of what's coming. I mean, you see events converging. You see things heating up. You see the increased insanity of opponents of Trump. But more importantly, I mean, that's just psychology. More importantly, what you see that's real is, let me connect the dots for you on this. Number one, the CDC now warning people about a nuclear attack and teaching medical experts how to survive a nuclear attack, right? That's the CDC. These are infectious disease people. All of a sudden, they're warning about a nuclear attack. Secondly, the Atlanta airport power outage. The whole grid went down. The largest airport in North America, by the way. The entire grid was taken down for, 6 to 10 hours, something in that range. That was a hack, people. Now, that was a cyber attack. That was not some little fire. They have fire suppression systems. That was a takedown. That was a hack. Yeah. And power also went out at the CES show, by the way, too. The electronics show in Vegas. One entire hall lost power recently. I don't know if that was a hack or not, but if it were, it would certainly fit the pattern of what we're seeing. Next item on this connect the dots adventure is Hawaii. Text out to everybody, oh, there's an incoming ballistic missile. Take cover. This is not a drill. That happened one Saturday morning recently, remember? And everybody in Hawaii freaked out, and even the actor Jim Carrey, who was in Hawaii, went nuts. And he tweeted out that this was a psychic warning that Trump is going to destroy us all. Like, really? What does Trump have to do with the incompetent Hawaii government tweeting out that there's an incoming nuclear missile? How is that Trump's fault? According to Jim Carrey, it was a psychic warning. Oh, really? So you're a psychic now. I see. Your psychic sense of incoming nuclear missiles means it's Trump's fault? Really? Man, that's crazy. I lost a little bit of respect for Jim Carrey right there on that one. If you're going to tweet something, have it make sense, okay? It's not Hawaii's run by Democrats, not Trumpists. Hawaii is a Democrat-run government. If anybody is to blame for it, it's some incompetent left-wing big government person who just pressed the button, didn't think about it. Like, oh, we're just going to alert everybody that there's an incoming nuclear missile, and we're going to say this is not a drill, too. In any case, my point, tangent aside, is that the reason they were doing that drill is because the government of Hawaii knows that an incoming nuclear missile is a very high likelihood. Now, if you know anything about history, and if you know anything about false flag operations, yes, I'm going there. Deal with it. False flag operations are almost always extensions of drills. You know, like the Sandy Hook school shooting thing, or, well, many others throughout history, that sometimes they're a combination of real events and staged events. Sometimes they're real deaths, but it was a drill that then went live, and then innocent people got shot and killed by participants in the drill. Well, so many of these false flag events, it's a drill. It's a military drill. It's a government drill. Lots of drilling going on out there all the time, and sometimes they go live, because sometimes the participants are told this is a drill, and then they're told, oh, there's an active shooter in the area. Go for it. And so, you know, sometimes drills are set up to provide the response to a staged false flag event. That has happened numerous times in the past. I'm not going to go into all the details. That's probably a whole different podcast. But my point is that if they're drilling for this stuff, and remember back to my previous two podcasts where I talked about how former military contractors are being told to prepare for domestic deployment in U.S. cities, and then connect the dot to another podcast I did where I explained how the military-industrial complex needs a false flag operation before the midterm elections, like a large-scale nuclear event of some kind, perhaps, or something large-scale, larger than 9/11. They need it because they got to keep Trump in office, because Trump is signing checks for the military-industrial complex every day. Trump is very much pro-national defense, and I'm not saying that Trump is in on any of this false flag stuff, because he wouldn't do that, but he will sign checks for the military, and the false flags no doubt are being staged by the military so that the public has support. They got to make sure that Trump stays in office, you see. They got to make sure the Democrats don't win enough congressional seats to impeach Trump in the same way that congressional Republicans once impeached Bill Clinton. Now, impeachment doesn't mean they throw you out of office, by the way. On the House side, it's just basically a censure. They vote that you're a bad person. It's a political statement. The Senate has to vote to convict, and the Senate, I don't think, will be run by Democrats. In any case, the military-industrial complex needs a false flag. So put all this together. Why is the CDC now talking about nuclear attack? Why is Hawaii drilling for an incoming ballistic missile? Why are contractors being told to prepare for domestic deployment in U.S. cities? That's three data points right there that I've brought you here on the Health Ranger Report. And also, there's a website out there called All News Pipeline that's been covering this. They've had excellent coverage, courageous coverage, real journalists working there. And I got to give them a shout out. So allnewspipeline.com carries a lot of this. stevequayle.com also carries headlines from that site and many other websites. Dave Hodges as well, you know, thecommonsenseshow.com, shtfplan.com also, Max Slavo and others. I mean, there's so much great coverage out there. thedailysheeple.com, sgtreport.com, a lot of great websites covering what's coming. What I'm saying today is simply that the world that you think you know today, that people are making predictions on, I don't think that world is the same by the time November rolls around. I think this is the year that big crazy things happen. I've been predicting actually a nuclear terrorism or false flag or attack type of event for a couple of years now, because I think the likelihood is very much there. And I think now that it is even more urgent. I've even laid out exactly one of the, well, let me say it this way. I've laid out a detailed plan of how the establishment could carry out one of these. I'll share it with you here. They could blame North Korea. They could detonate a nuclear bomb off the coast of California, outside the Los Angeles port, or outside the Seattle port, for example. Well, for that matter, outside Houston or New York, whatever. They detonate it offshore so that they don't damage the infrastructure and destroy a whole city, but they actually do detonate a nuclear warhead, and then they blame North Korea. Because how are you going to know whether North Korea launched it or not if all the news outlets, including Fox, are all reporting, oh, that was a North Korean nuke? Then you're going to believe it, because you don't have any way to know. I don't either. We're not watching North Korea. You and I aren't. Thank goodness. Even the people in South Korea don't know whether North Korea actually launched a missile from some other region of North Korea that's far from the border. They don't know. All they have to do is just fake the launch data in the military and air command, and then they just say, oh, that was a North Korean nuke. And what that does, two things. Number one, it positions the military as the hero to go in and take out Kim Jong-un, who needs to be taken out anyway, because he is a crazy, insane person with nukes who absolutely hates America. He needs to be taken out anyway, but you got to have a moral justification to do so, or you're going to get global condemnation by the UN and other countries. So the U.S. industrial complex, or military-industrial complex, needs a reason. They need a nuke to almost hit America, and then they can go in and take out Kim Jong-un. So that's, number one, that's very likely. And what area would they likely nuke or have a nuke nearby? Hawaii. Why would they choose Hawaii? Well, it's obvious because you don't want the radiation sweeping into the mainland. And you can also detonate a nuke off the coast of Hawaii with very predictable wind patterns. The wind always blows in one direction across those islands. So you can detonate a nuke outside the wind pattern. You can blow the radiation to someone else. What, you think they wouldn't do that? They've set off nukes all over the Pacific. The whole history of nuclear weapons is the U.S. military detonating nukes all over the freaking Pacific. Read your history, people. There's an animation out there even that's got shows all the nukes that were detonated on the planet throughout all history. You know, well, beginning in the 20th century, obviously. We didn't have nukes before that, but the entire history of all nukes in one animation. And guess where a bunch of them are? In the Pacific. I.e., that's where Hawaii is, in case you forgot your geography. That's where they're likely to do a false flag nuke. Off the coast of Hawaii. Oops, someone pushed the button and sent out the text message that they're planning to send out as part of this false flag operation. You see how the dots connect? These people, I mean, it's so predictable. It's like a blueprint for how to, you know, win the next election, keep the military fully funded, you know, keep Trump in power, convince the population of all this stuff, take out Kim Jong-un, accomplishes all that at once. And all they have to do is nuke some area of the ocean kind of close to Hawaii, but not really damaging Hawaii. I'm telling you, this is how these things happen. It's just so obvious at this point, the way they play these things out. But just remember that nothing out there happens by coincidence. The drill in Hawaii is a plan. The CDC warning is part of a plan. The Kim Jong-un, the hype about how we have to stop him, it's all part of a pre-event narrative. And I don't disagree with it, by the way. I don't disagree with taking out Kim Jong-un. I think we should take him out. And I don't disagree, by the way, with funding national defense either. So don't misrepresent my comments. I'm pro military. I'm pro, you know, nuclear submarines. I'm pro secure borders. I'm pro veterans. I'm pro Air Force. You know, I think we should fund all those operations. In fact, recently I'm even more and more convinced that we need a strong military. But just realize that sometimes the military has to take steps to remind people why you need them. And that's what's shaping up. That's what's looking like it's going to happen. So don't be surprised when it happens. You're like, oh my God, the health ranger told me that. I thought it sounded crazy, but here we go. It's happening. Yeah. Yeah, because reality is way crazier than anything you could ever dream up. The deeper you get into the reality of what happens out there, the way the false flags are run, the way government is actually run. For example, just here's a quick example. How do politicians have control and influence over other politicians? The answer is they have them all on tape in compromising sexual escapades. They set traps for each other with underage prostitutes or little boys or whatever they're into, you know, pedophilia, and they get them on recording, you know, photos and video, and they use that as leverage. The entire power structure in Washington is mostly a black male hierarchy. And if you didn't know that, you're not informed. It's a black male hierarchy. Whoever has the most dirt has the most power, because almost everybody in Washington is compromised in one way or another, because most of them are sleazeballs. Not all of them. And I should specifically point out Rand Paul is not. Rand Paul is an upstanding guy because he comes from a good upstanding family. Ron Paul. You know, Rand Paul operates with ethics and morals. I would support Rand Paul for president. But my point is that a lot of them, most of them, are into, you know, poking little boys and whatever they want to do. And so they traps are set for them and they get them on tape and then they got them. I'm starting to wonder what they have on Jeff Sessions at this point, frankly. I'm not accusing him of anything. I'm just saying the guy's not doing his job and he's kind of protecting Hillary Clinton. You got to wonder, what do they have on this guy? Because I'm starting to raise some questions. In any case, that should give you enough conspiracy history to chew on there for a while. See what you think. You don't have to believe me or anybody else. All I really encourage you to do is get prepared, because what's coming is going to blow your mind. And I think it's coming this year before Election Day. So that's all I'm saying. You don't have to believe a word I said, but get prepared. I beg you, get prepared, because you're going to need to save your own life. Probably chaos is rising. There are threats against our safety. Things are getting insane. Everything is at stake right now. And if you're not, you know, if you don't have a food stockpile, and if you don't have a means of self-defense, and if you don't have a means of off-grid communication, if you don't know how to read a map without using your GPS app on your silly phone, then you're in trouble. So get up to speed on all this stuff. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to believe a word I said, but you better believe that your life is in danger. And this year, things are really heating up. So thanks for listening. I'll try to bring you more as events unfold. I wish I knew exactly what's going to happen, but I don't. But as things happen, I'll analyze them for you and try to help you as much as I can, as long as I stay on the air. Unless the grid goes down, or they take me offline, or they silence me with physical violence or something, which will be hard for them to do, but who knows? But I'll keep talking as long as I'm online. So thank you. Thank you as always for joining me. Hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.